This is the Composer's Datebook for December 3rd. I'm John Burge. It was wet and cold in New York on today's date in 1925, but a curious crowd gathered at Carnegie Hall for a concert by the New York Symphony. Walter Damrosch was to conduct the world premiere of a new piano concerto by George Gershwin, who would also be the soloist. The audience reacted with cheers and bravos, but the reviews were mixed. Conventional, trite, a little dull, was the verdict of one. But another was enthusiastic, suggesting, of all those writing the music of today, Gershwin alone actually expresses us. In the America of 1925, that us would have included the owners of speakeasies, raccoon coats, and Stutz Bearcat roadsters. It was the Jazz Age, an era magically captured in F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby. 74 years later, in December of 1999, John Harbison's opera, based on The Great Gatsby, premiered at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, playing to sold-out houses. Once again, audiences were enthusiastic, the critics less so. To capture the mood of the 20s, Harbison composed several original songs in Jazz Age style, which he incorporated as themes in his opera. These tunes have even been published as a separate Gatsby songbook. Imagine, a modern opera with tunes audiences can actually hum as they leave the theater. What'll they think of next? Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.